Ready, ready. Let's see. Number, record number. Okay, just hold this bakara and keep pot nearby. Oh, way up. What's that? Itera. Itera goes here. Piche. Khan upper. Afghan agent. No, there's some little pocket. There's a little kanjib. It's made by Krishna for Brahman. But Krishna very vatsal karun, so he gave everybody all sub. Okay. This pocket is Mahaprasad Keli. Or Orna. Tulsi Charan Tulsi Pata. The Skandapuran says if you die with Tulsi on your body, then you get mukti. So many, many jobs is Kantimala not allowed. In many places, in different countries, no Kanti Mala, against the rule, Muslim country. But if you're doing in your house puja, private, then a tulsi inside, then nice. You go to Karachi here, there, work, and you die, then rule of prapti. Tulsi Maharani ki. This is tulsi. Afghan? Oh. Then what? Orkin.
We just came here and just wanted to.
Usually, it's told in Bhagavatam. If you go, it says, if you go on Yatra, Holy Dham Yatra, and Kabal Lilastan, Darshan, Thakurji Darshan, Jumunasnan, Gangasnan, Dan, there's some benefit, Punyafal Prapti. But it's not full benefit. Pura art nehoga. And actually, even the Shastra said, if you go, the dham is nishval. How? If you don't meet the sadhu, you don't meet the saintly person, and hear harikata shravan. If you don't hear harikata, then your dham vas is something. The Dham is Divya, transcendental. So any contact with Dham, just seeing, your eyes become bhakti sanskara, Dham drishti, and then you're walking bare feet, no shoes. So then Dham sparsh, Chintamani Bhumi, Prajabhumi, Chintamani, Sparsha Bhumi. So many, both pavitram mangalam, and punya coming. But full benefit comes when you meet sadhu. Because sadhu lives in a dham. And wherever he is, wherever he goes, is also dham. It's in first canto of Bhagavatam. Tirtha Bhutani. It says, Tirtha Bhutani. Yudhisthira is glorifying Vidura. Vidur. He's like one of the Kauravas, Vidur. So he was on a Tirtha Yatra, Haridwar, Rishikesh, Badrinath. Came back. He met many sadhus. And Yudhisthira is glorifying. Oh, Tirtha Bhutani. He said, you are all sub-tirth, Bitar. They're with you. Because you are sadhu. Because Yudhisthira said, Ab kaise hai? Kahan se? Where? How are you? Where you came from? Oh, I went here, I went there, Badrinath. Then Kedarnath, Badrinath. Like this. All this. Gangotri, Yamunotri, Yatra. So then Yudhisthira, he said, well, actually, I didn't go there. I'm here in Indraprast, near Meerut. You know Meerut? Meerut? Indraprast. It's the capital of Pandavas. But seeing you, and hearing from you, and he heard some katha also, then I get all benefit of all sub-tirtha. So this is the power. Satam prasangam mama virya samvado. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, sarusang, sarusang, sarva shastra hoy. You know, lava matra, sarusanga, sarva siddhi hoy. Lava matra, lava means nimesha, small time, lava. Lava matra means only a lava. Matra means cable, only, matra, Sanskrit. Only just for a moment, just a moment, satsang, can change the whole course of your samsara. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshana darshanam Bhagavad Gita. This is the chakra, samsara chakra, going around. When you hear saruvakya, saruvani, mahantvani, bodh shakti, siddhi prapti. So if prashna is there, then comes deeper. Like a small kshatriya, he shoots arrow from some distance. It comes and just touch, glazes. It's called glazing the surface. Just goes, oh, what is this? But a Maharati, when Maharati like Arjun, he pulls Gandivaraj. Arjun, when he lets go, the arrow goes through Bhishma, you and 10 more soldiers. Because power and Maharati. Maharati means he can fight with 10,000 elephants. Doesn't mean only elephant. It means warrior on top. Elephant's just not running around. He's a fighter. Kshatriya doesn't go fight elephants. He goes fight tiger and porcupine, tiger, boar. These are a deer. These things they hunt. But not, you know. So this means in war. So one man can fight with 10,000. Jai Shri Radhe. This is the power of Maharati. So if you meet some small sadhu, then coming some prabhav, Torah prabhav. But if you meet a bigger sadhu, then more power, then more prabhava. It comes through you and then through someone else and through someone else. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's touring in Dakshin Bharat. Dakshin Bharat, Yatra. Oh, everywhere he went. Here, there, everywhere. And so he was chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. He was in Mahabhav, Radharani Mahabhav. Chaitanya Charitamrita is telling, if someone saw Lord Chaitanya, if someone heard Lord Chaitanya, they got prem. If someone saw Lord Chaitanya, just darshan, sadhu darshan, of course Bhagavan, they don't know Bhagavan. They know very tall, very beautiful, very attractive, like Kamadev, personified, Sakshat Manmata Manmata Gaur, direct manifestation of Cupid, Kandarpa, Kandarpa Sakshat. But they thought, oh, some Bengali sadhu, a very large golden figure. They just saw it from long distance. They got prem. And then the devotees or the people, the bystanders, the observers, South Indian people, who saw or heard Lord Chaitanya, they went to their village. Then anyone who saw them or heard from them, they also got prem. Like a parampara. It's like dominoes. Domino. You hit one and they're all stacked up. Like there's many cars in the freeway. Very close, bumper to bumper. They say bumper to bumper. And one car, by accident, hits a brake. And oh, boom, 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 boom. Right? So many cars. Boom, 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 boom. I've seen many times in America. Even in America. What to speak of India. 2, 3, 4, boom, 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 like this. So this is the kata, that the kata with a powerful sadhu, it will go to you, and then you'll go meet someone else and tell them, and then they'll tell someone, and it goes like this. Yeah, this is the power. Purity is the force. And of course, many things. But you're doing bhakti, you're serving Krishna, and doing seva, and studying. And you have no questions? If you have no questions, I think you're not studying Shastra. Because if someone studies Shastra, Bhagavad Gita, Isopanishad, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, any Shastra, they will have questions, naturally. Because Baho Shastra, Baho Vakya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Bahu Shastra, Bahu Vakya. There are many, many shastras and many, many ideas and opinions, Vakya. But unless one has guru or teacher, they can't understand. Gita has 20 commentaries on it, 30, so many commentaries on Gita. Advaitin commentaries, Vaishnav commentaries, Shankar commentaries, that's Advaitin. And then we have Vaishnav commentaries, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Baladeva Dibhushan, Vishnu Chakravarti, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Bhaktivinoda, Bhaktisiddhanta, so many, Narayan Raj, so many commentaries. So that, why? And Krishna's God, but and he spoke 700 verses, what's the big deal? 700 verses. Satso shlok. Why it takes hundreds of commentators and scores of gurus and lakhs of lifetimes to understand? Because we need a teacher. And we need to surrender. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya. Vidakshanti te jnanam ganinas tatvadarshana. Krishna is telling in Gita, chapter 4, verse 34, you want to know the truth, then you have to seek the guru, the teacher. It doesn't say read books. He says, seek the teacher. Tadvidi pradipatena, pariprasnena. Pariprasnena, tadveda. If you want to know that Veda, tadvidi pranipatena. If you want to know the Veda, Veda means Shruti, Upanishads, or Smriti, Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Puran, or Itihas, or Naya. Many shastras are there. But it says, if tadveda, tadvidi pranipatena. If you want to learn that, you have to surrender. Surrender. Pranipatena means dandabad. Dandabad's to the shastra. You have to submit to the shastra. The shastras have, it's called vidhi nished. Vidhi nished. Shastra vidhi, shastra vished. The yama niyama, the rules and regulations, do's and don'ts of shastra. Rise by 4 o'clock. Don't be non-veg. Oh, many things are told for human being. Achar, for mind, behavior, sadachar. So then that's pranipatena. Tadvidi pranipatena, pariprasnena sevya, upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshan. So the tattvadarshi is the guru. He's seen the truth of the shastra. How has he seen it? Not by reading the shastra. He's seen the truth of the shastra by shastra chakshus. Shastra chakshus means the eye to see the shastra. Where does shastra chakshus? Bhagavan gave this ak, chakshus, means eye, ak, given by Bhagavan. But shastra chakshus is given by guru. So when there's pranipatena, when one surrenders to guru, tavini pranipatena, then he can learn these truths of Vedas. From the mouth, the Guru Mukh, Guru Vani. Otherwise, so many ideas, so many confusions about Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam and all Shastra. So this is the power of the Guru. So you're studying Shastra, Tadvidi Pranipatena. So you've done Pranipatena, you surrender to a mission, a spiritual mission. You're giving your life and energy and time. Tadvidi Pranipatena, Pariprasnena. But Pariprasnena, Sevya, you're doing seva, and you've surrendered, but there's no pariprasna. Pariprasna means questions. Pariprasnena means from all sides. Pariprasnena means questions about the tattva. Who is jiva? Who is Bhagavan? What is kala? Time. What is karma? What is vikarma? What is akarma? All these things. Bhakti sadhana, bhakti siddhanta, bhakti tattva, bhakti siddhi, all things. Sadhana and sadhya, the practice and the goal. Many questions. I am 42 years practicing in this Krishna consciousness and still I have questions. Long list of questions. But I'm studying. Roka. So then I go to my guru and I have two or three, my Diksha guru, Shiksha gurus, and I try to clear. Like one friend of mine, he's been studying Ujjvala Nilamani. He's a Brahmin. And he's gone through 7 times with tikkas. And I said, I have an English book but it's not very good. It's done by some ISKCON devotee. But I compared, he had his Sanskrit Hindi with him. And I read the translation. He wanted to point out some verses to me. So I got my book. And he said, no, that's not it. That's not it. Look at this Sanskrit. Then he explained. So I said, listen, he's a teacher, comes on the weekends. I said, why don't you teach me Ujjala Nilamani? He says, all right, I'll come. So we had a three-hour class today, and then I'll come this morning. So then I'll come again next Sunday, and day off, and teach me.
Maharaj, I said, I'll say it's a kick around.